Today is Daf Chaf Dalet. We are on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The last line? Nachum?
Yeah.
Last line. Okay, so the Gemara had brought down that Rav Nachman said that the halacha in our perek, the halacha follows every statement other than when there's a machlokas. So now the Gemara says, but came into Amar Rav, Hilchos of Kulei Pirkin, Bar Miplukta, that the halacha follows everything that's mentioned in this Mishnah other than there's a machlokas, turning over to Chaf Dalet. Why did the Braisa make a statement that halacha could be Meshulam Lamali? Why did Rav have to also indicate that the halacha becomes like Rav Meshulam? Right, because I guess in the next Mishnayos, Divrei Rav Yosi ben Meshulam, that should be included in the cloud. No one argues over there. Why do you say the halacha is like him? You already said the halacha is like everybody doesn't have a machlokas. The Gemara answers, E amar hilchos the kulei pirkin. Had you said just tam halacha kulei pirkin, that everything that's mentioned in the Mishnayos in this parak with Adam Achlokos, the halacha follows them, the lo amar hilchos kir Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam, and you didn't state also that the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam, have a mean, I would have thought, ader Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam kai. We would have thought the statement of hilchos of the kulei pirkin is applicable to Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam, umay be kulei pirkin, and what does it mean be kulei pirkin? The Rabbi Yosi tarti amar. Because Rabbi Yosi has two statements. We're going to see one statement today, is that you can pull, even though you're not allowed to shear the Bechor, you can remove the Seyar by the neck in order to reveal the Makom Shechita, so you don't have a problem with shechting the Bechor, and also you can be tolish the Seyar, you can remove the hair from the Bechor in order to check to see if there's a mum. What?
Manually.
Okay, fine. You still can't, the halakha still, you still can't shear it. Oh, we'll see. So you would have thought that when we say that hilchos of kulei pirkin would apply to both of those statements of Rav Yosi and Rav Yosi tarti amar and uplukta the brisa plukti, and the machlokas that we're going to see that the brisa argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel, right, which we mentioned yesterday, that's a real machlokas, and therefore the halacha would not necessarily be like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ashmeunein hilchos halacha Rav Yosi. So therefore, we had to mention that the halacha follows Rav Yosef ben Meshulam to tell us that, number one, the halacha follows like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam, ulash ma'unin, and then that we said the halacha is like all the Ksav Mishnayos, goes like to tell us that Rav Shimon Gamliel kai, that's going on the statement of Rav Shimon, the plukta the brisa la plukti, and the machlokas that we're about to see in the brisa, that there's an argument on Rav Shimon Gamliel. What did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Rav Shimon Gamliel said that if you buy a behemoth from a guy, that's Meinika, you assume that it's not, that the next baby is not the firstborn, because the only reason why it's nursing is because either it's his child or that it gave birth before, and there's a machlokas down the brisa, so it comes to teach us that the halacha follows like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now the Gemara says, my brisa. Well, what brisa are we talking about? Whether or not it's considered a strong enough case to say that is a machlokas Rav Shimon Gamliel, in order to not pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So my brisa. What is this brisa? The Tanya, we have the following. It says, it's a Tosefta in Perek Beis, Halokeach Behema Meinika. I buy from a guy an animal that is nursing, right? Okay, it's Meinika. I buy the animal, and you see that it's nursing a vlad next to it, right? Haba Acharav, what comes following, when this purchased animal then gives birth, what comes afterwards is Bichor Misafik. Kanakama says, it's a suffix Bechor, because maybe it was nursing somebody else's baby. Who says that is its baby? So it's a suffix Bechor when it gives birth. Maybe it is its baby, maybe it's not. And therefore, for true, like a suffix Bechor, has the Kedusha, Lotz Bechor, or I when it comes to the Kohen, all those things that we mentioned before. Why? Tanakama holds that it's possible for an animal to nurse, even though it's not their own child, because they have Rachamim, even though they didn't give birth. Prior to giving birth, they still would have Rachamim on another animal, even though it's not theirs, so maybe it's not their child. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, Hadavar b'cheskasko. The Dabar stands by the Chazaka. Gemara's going to see what the Chazaka is. The two sides of the Chazaka are either the Chazaka is that an animal will only nurse its own child, and therefore it's Vaday its child, or the Halacha is that the animal will only nurse if it has already given birth, meaning it would nurse another child, but only if it has already given birth. See what that is in the Gemara in a few minutes. So, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Adar B'Cheskaso. V'chein Haya Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel also said, similar to Rav Mishnah, Hanichlas l'toch edro b'layla. I walk into the corral at night. V'ra'a ke'eser k'chamesh esrei. I see about 10 or 15 animals that are giving birth. Mapkiros, v'she'enu mapkiros. Some are giving birth for the first time. Some are not giving birth for the first time. Right, sorry, some are giving birth the first time. Some are giving birth for the second time or third time. Mapkiros, v'she'enu mapkiros. Yoldos, they're all giving birth. Ulamachar, in the morning I wake up. Hishkim umatsa zachar v'fluyas v'she'enu mapkiros. I see all the male offspring are nursing from the animals that it's not their first birth. And I see hanekevos pluyas v'mapkiros. And all the female offspring in the corral are nursing from the animals that this is their first childbirth. So ena choshe shema binashal zo balo etzel zo. I have no chash that one that gave birth to went to the different mother. Meaning there's no chiyuv b'chor here, because all the zakharim are clearly born from an animal that's not mapkiros, so they're pater. And all the nekevos are born from the animals that are mapkiros, and they're pater, because only the zakhar is b'chor. Apparently the Chachamim will argue with it. The Chachamim say they will nurse other animals. Shimon Gamliel says they will not nurse other animals. Or they will not nurse, we'll see. The pashtus of Shimon Gamliel is that he's arguing the Chachamim that an animal will not nurse any child other than its own. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Ibailuhu. Now we're going to challenge that. Ibailuhu. Dabar b'ches kaso de ka'amar of Shimon Gamliel. When Rav Gamliel says "Dabar b'cheskaso," what is the chazaka? Basically, is the chazaka that it's my child, or is the chazaka that he's given birth previously? Either way, you're parted from Bechor, in our case. Okay? What's the case? I bought it from a guy, and it's nursing. So either side of the chazaka, I'm still parted. Either it's my child, and therefore I had a baby, or it may not be my child, but it would never nurse unless it had a child. Therefore, you talked to the court. It's not the first child afterwards. So you buy luhu. Davar b'cheskaso the k'amar of Shimon Gamliel the ena merachemes ela in ken yoledes. It only has rachamim on another child if it had previously given birth. Ha hecha de olid chayshinu neruchami. Therefore, had it given birth, we can be choshish that it would be meinik another child. O Dilma, the Dabarachma, the Lodidal Lomirachma. But it would, or the other side is, no, it only nurses its own child. So Gemara says, well, Lamai Nafkamina. Well, what's the Nafkamina? Like we just said, Rashi says, Lamai Nafkamina, Holy Inya Bechora, Mimonosach Batura, the High Lavi Daha, Havile Achwina. It doesn't matter. Both sides of the Chakira, for Amshim Gamliel, say that the next animal born is clearly not the Bechor. Because she wouldn't nurse unless either it's her child, so the next animal is animal number two, or she wouldn't nurse unless she already gave birth. Well, if she already gave birth, then the next animal is not a bechor. So what's the nafkamin of hilchos bechor? So what's the name of hanami? There is no nafkamin of hilchos bechor. The nafkamin is by osa v'eskenah. Right? Because Mara says...
Well, nafkamin is like the Gemara's case. You wake up in the morning, and all of a sudden everybody...
We'll get to that. So lamai nafkamina. So the Gemara says, nafkamin is l'milka Allah mishum d'osu esbeno. Malchus would be whether or not you get malchus. Let's say I see this mother and it's nursing this animal. Do I get malchus for osu v'espino if I shut them both on the same day? How would that work? If we hold to the side of the chakir that says a vaday will only nurse its own child, then we say vaday, this is its child. If you shut them both on the same day, you have malchus for osu v'espino. But if you say it's not vaday, it's its own child, means vaday that it had a child, then it's a suffix that this is its child. The only thing I know that it had a previous birth. So I shut them both on the same day, I won't get malchus because it's only a suffix. Gemara says, if you say that it only has rachma and nurses its own child, then lucky, you'll get machlos also as beno. But if you say that it will also have rachim once it gives birth, it will also have rachim on another child, meaning the mother, the instinct, I guess, only kicks in post childbirth, then lo lucky, then you don't get machlos. So my, so what was the kavanah of Shimon Gamliel? Let's look at Rashi says lo lucky. Maybe it's not his. So what's the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel? Which side of the Chakir does he hold when he says Dover b'cheskaso? So Toshma, try to bring a raya. So the raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Gamliel omer halokeach behema, so you buy a behema that's nursing a blood, mina ovek chavim from the guy, eino choshesh shema b'no shalacheris haya. We not choshesh that this child belongs to somebody else. Meaning, it belongs to her. It belongs to this child. Right? So the Gemara says, I don't know how to read this. He says, Mikatani who? It doesn't say, Shema b'nashal cheres who? Haya Ketani. It says Shem bin Nashal Acheres Haya. And Hachika Amar, this is what could be what the Kabbalah of the Mishnah is, Eina Choshesh Shema bin Nashal Acheres El Imkein Hayla Blad Mekara. We're not Choshesh that this is another person's, another animal's child. El Imkein Hayla Blad Mekara. We right, so therefore, how do you read that Mishnah? The idea is they're trying to put in, they say the word Hayah opens up the possibility. Rashi says, Hayah Ketani. Either way, it's Patur Min Bechor. We know Shash that it will have Rachim on the offspring of another child. Unless it had another child previously. Therefore, if it comes to Bechor, you definitely Patur. But still, also very full of suffix. I'm supposed to read that in the Mishnah. Okay, so our Mishnah is not a Raya. So Tashma, let's bring the Raya that you're talking about, Mati. The second part of the Brisa, or it's in the Mishnah also. It says, Nichnas b'sochedro, you walk into the corral. You see the ones that each gave birth, and they're each nursing. The ones that's their first birth, the ones not their first birth. Right? So Ein Choshesh Shema B'Nashal Zo Balo Eitzel Zo O Shema B'Nashal Zo Balo Eitzel Zo. We're not Choshesh. They've all given birth, yet we're not Choshesh that someone went to the other mother. Well, we just said that once you give birth, you can have Rachamim and nurse another child. So when it says you're not Choshesh, that must mean we're not Choshesh because an animal would only nurse its own child. Gemara says no. This is a totally different case. This is a totally Gemara S. Amai, Lechos Dilma Rachumi Rachin. We should, maybe they each have Rachmanis, and they're nursing other animals' children. So, do a.
Figure out what happens. Take an animal
over
there. The Gemara says,
the Makom Dida, Lo Shav Dida, Merachim Dida. No. This is very different. An animal may have Rachim if its child's not there. But you put a mother, her child, and someone else's child, who is she going to care for first? Okay, what it says here. Here, they're all together. So of course, it's going to nurse its own child, but it doesn't answer a suffix when it's in a Islam case, when it's only one child out there. We still may not know whether that animal child or not. When her child is there, she's not going to leave her child. And so in this case, the blood that's next to it is badly her blood. But in the other case, maybe she'll have a suffix. Maybe it's her child. Maybe it's not her child, but she already gave birth. They still have the suffix. Again, for Bechor, there's no nafkamina, but for Otsu's Beno, there would be a nafkamina. Rashi says, the first wide line, no.
Yeah, but it's something deraisa, right?
What do you mean, something deraisa? Otsu's
Beno is a deraisa,
no? Yeah, but you still can get Malchus.
What do you mean?
Can't get Malchus with suffix.
I could say.
Okay, so you violated the suffix deraisa, but you can't. The nafkamina is whether or not I can't give hasra. It's hasra suffix, and you can't get malchus. That's the nafkamina. So whatever. So you have nashim taloi. Tashma. So tashma. We have another raya, right? The gemara. It said the first. Look at the braisa. The braisa says, well, or our mishnah. It says davar b'cheskaso. In the Brayse, it says davar b'cheskaso, and then it says v'chein, and also. So the sort of saying v'chein is above a chibur, connecting the Brayse, the Reisha and the Seifa. I mean, the same din under Seifa applies to the Reisha. So we just said the Seifa is vade a case where the nursing baby vade belongs to the mother. So just like in the Seifa vade belongs to the mother, in the Reisha should also vade belongs to the mother. Gemara says my lab Reisha dumi the Seifa. The Reisha similar to the Seifa. Ma Seifa vade dita because of the reason we just gave. So Afresha Vadidida, the Rashi also Vadidida. So Gemara says, why do you say that? Midiir, why is that a Raya? Hakid Isa, Hakid Isa. No, each one is talking about its own case. Rashi says, Hakid Isa, Hakid Isa, Hakid Isa, the Seif of Vadidin, Rashi Safik. The Seif is Midin Vadidin, the Rashi is Midin Safik. So if that's the case, so my Bechain. Well, what's Bechain? Bechain definitely is a connector, and making that the similarity between the Rashi and the Seifa, he says Bechain is Aptur B'chora. In both cases, the Patur B'chora. That's the Bechain. Both instances, you're parted from the Bechor. In the Sefer, you're parted from the Bechor, if you buy this type of animal, you're parted from the Bechor. You're parted from the Bechor in this case, because we see that all the Zecharim are by the Eina Mavkiros, and all the Kavos are by the Mavkiros, so you're parted from the Bechor. Midin Vadai. In the ratio, we have a suffix, but you're still parted from the Bechor. There's no nachmina l'gabi b'chor when it comes to Rav Shimon v'Rav Shimon. So we still don't have a raya which side of the chakira does Rav Shimon hold. So Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Here's the next case. Ro'och Chazir. Okay. You see a pig, Shekaruch Acher Rochel. A pig is nursing, I guess, from a sheep. Right, it says, Tashas on the Machlok, as we had before, and Dapay, Kol Yotzim in a Tamei Tamei, Kol Yotzim in a Tar Tar, or not. So a pig is Yotzi, is nursing from a sheep. Assumption being, I guess, that the nursing, so now both sides, is this pig the animal of the sheep? Well, if you see the first side of Rav Shimon Gamliel, yeah, an animal only nurses its own offspring. So this pig is a mutant, and it belongs to the sheep, and therefore it's Vaday belongs to it, and I guess you would say you can eat it. If you hold Kol Yotzim in a Tar Tar, you'd be able to eat it. Right, so Roach Azir, Karuch Achar Rochel, so Petur Min HaBachor. We say that it's Petur Min HaBachor, because it must be that this animal gave birth. Either way, Rav Shimon Gamliel gave birth. So a little foreshadowing a little bit. And the Asur Ba'achila, Atche Yavo, until Eliyahu comes, V'yorit Sedelachem, and Eliyahu comes and gives the Psak. You're not allowed to eat it until Eliyahu comes and gives the Psak, whether it's Mutter Ba'achila or not. So Raya over here that they bring down, there's a whole Machlokas where the pig is going to be Kasher and Asur Vavo. So over here, it seems to be that pig will definitely still be Asur. Pig will still be Asur and Asur Vavo because you're waiting for Eliyahu to come to pass him whether it's Kasher or not. Well, at Asur level, pigs are going to be kosher. Eliyahu is not going to have much of difficulty given the psach. So that's
just... No, it's a question of b'chor.
No, b'chor. Why not?
You can eat a b'chor.
You can eat a b'chor if it has a mum.
It has a mum.
So, but over here we're talking about whether it's kosher or not at all. It says Asur b'chila. It doesn't say Asur b'chila b'lui mum.
What do you have to address?
But that's not what it says, though.
Why?
That's not what it says. It says Asur b'chila. It's not talking about whether you're allowed to eat it or not. And also, for sure, a chazir doesn't have the kedusha of a b'chor. Because it's a mutant. It's a nidme.
Exactly.
Nidme is part of a mechor. So even that's not would have an issue with mechor.
Right, so what's the question then?
Question is whether you can eat the pig.
Whether it's really a pig.
Yeah, pretty much. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So let's look at the sheet over here. It seems to be internally contradictory. We say, patam min ha-mechorah. It's patam min ha-mechor, keman. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because either way, you hold Rav Shimon Gamliel, you say it's patam mechor. Either you say Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it only nurses its own child. So this is its own child. This is its child. Therefore, it gave birth. This child is potter because it's a nidme. The next child is potter because it's the second birth. Or you say that the Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it only nursed if it previously gave birth. Well, if it previously gave birth, the next child is not a bechor. So it's potter from a bechor. That's clear. Asur b'achila. What's asur b'achila? Wait a second. That's like Rabbanan. That would be like the Rabbanan. The Havamin over here now is the side of that Rav Shimon Gamliel's side is that you only that it will only nurse its own child. So let's go back. It will only nurse its own child. Therefore, it is pater from Bechor, the next offspring. Well, if it's its own child, then why is it Asur B'Achila? You hold Kol Yotzim in a Tar Tar, then you should be able to eat it. That means you pass like Rabbanan, who are Choshesh, that maybe you're nursing someone else's child. So which is it? There's an internal contradiction here. Right, Rashi says, he says, Asur B'Achila, Patur Ben Bechora, Baba Achar Av Lohav Bechor, Kir of Shimon, Lo Barachma El Dida Hachazir Kufei Lo Kadosh De Nidmehu, because it's a mutant. It's like six lines in the wide lines. Va'aser Bachila Karabanan Dichayshil Naruchame. The Ikra of Shimon Gamliel have a Tame Yotzim in Atar. It'll be a Tame Yotzim in Atar. Umutar Bachila Kedamim Pirkan Kamal. Like we said, it's Mutar according to Shimon. So if it's from Shimon, you should be allowed to eat it. So let's go. That's question number two. Visu, and even more so, Ikra Rabanan. If it's going like Rabanan, and you have a shash as to whether or not the animal will nurse. You have a chash that the animal will nurse its offspring that's not its own. My ache yavo v'yorit sedek lachem. What do I need Eliyahu to come and paskin a shayla? Right? Right? The paskin horah is that we have a suffix b'din. Right? We don't know whether it's allowed to eat or not until comes Eliyahu. So according to Rav Chachamim, there's no suffix in the din here. It's ache yivod v'chadavri v'yorit. This is not a question of law. This is not a question for the judge. It's a question for the jury. It's a question of fact. The jury interprets the facts. We don't need Eliyahu to come and Eliyahu's not going to come and interpret facts. The question is whether or not this animal is nursing its own offspring or not. It's a question of fact. It's a pig. We don't need Eliyahu to come and tell me. Right? So Eliyahu is only going to come and pass him Shilas. He's not going to come and pass him whether or not the Mitzias. He's not going to come and pass him facts. The Chiv Teiman. So that's question number two. V'chi tema, and if you're going to say, misapule, Rabbi Yochanan had a suffix, I halach Hashem Gamliel ikrabanon, that he had a suffix whether we hold it Hashem Gamliel, that an animal will only nurse its own. Or like Rabbanon, an animal will nurse not its own. He has a suffix. Therefore, midin suffix, he patches it from Bichor, and midin suffix, he asses it. For Achila, then we say, well, imisapule, amai ptura min Bichora. He doesn't say suffix, he says it's pater min Bichor, which is Lashon Vadai. Right, that's Lashon Vadai. So the Su, and even more, Mimisakula, can Yochanan have a suffix? What the halach is? We have another memra, Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ko Mokam Shoshana, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishnah Seinu, anytime the Mishnayis mention Rav Shimon Gamliel, and again, this is not a hard, fast rule, anytime they mention Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah, the halach is like him, except for three instances. Chutz me Arev Sidon Viraya Achrona. We'll get to those. Those are three other cases. Arev is a Gemara in Bava Basra, Bava Kufa and Gimel, and it's Maisa Sidon's $9, and the other Araya Achrona is in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph. But and the Rush points out that the halach is always like him, unless we have a reason not to pass him like him. But the halach is always like him. So the halach is always like him. This is a member of Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't have a suffix. He holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So what's going on? So we have this internal contradiction in this brice that we brought down. So Gemara says you're right. La'olam Shitale halachic Rav Shimon Gamliel. He definitely knows that the halach is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But what's his suffix? His suffix is our suffix. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold? Does he hold that you will only nurse its own offspring? Or does it hold that it will only nurse if it had an offspring? That's his suffix. Miu misapkele isaba Rav Shimon Gamliel yoledes merachemes o ena merachemes. That yoledes will have rachamim on another offspring. So how does that work out? If you say, right, we have the case over here that's nursing a chazir. So if you say that it is, that the Shimon Gamliel holds that it will only nurse its own child, then it's pater min b'chor, and it will be mutter b'achila. But if you say that a merachemes will actually, that it will actually have rachamim, if it gave birth, it will have rachamim on somebody else's, well, maybe this isn't its child. You're still pater from b'chor in the next birth, because it clearly gave birth, otherwise it wouldn't be nursing. But maybe it's asur b'achila, because maybe it's by a pig, and not its own child. There's no raya that it belongs to this pig, to this animal. You only know, it's a right to know that the next offspring is not a Bechor. So Gemara says, wait a second. The two tzadim knock out Bechor, but they still have the suffix, whether it belongs to the animal or not. So Gemara says, Ihachi, so then why are you coming to the Chazir case? Right? Ihachi, Adda, Shmin, Chazir, Vishuni, Tue, Ulamilke, Le, Vishim, also, Vishbino. Why are you coming to this wild case where a pig is nursing from the sheep? Have another sheep nursing from the sheep, and you have the same suffix, whether or not you have passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and have the suffix regarding the din of Osos Beno, like we had previously. Right? Why do you have to come on to the crazy case of a pig? So the Gemara says, no, Chazir Itzrichle. The Chazir teaches us something new. Say outside, because you would have thought that maybe, when if you hold that it will have rachamim, once it gives birth, it will have rachamim on another animal, maybe it's only Rimino. Who says it will have rachamim on another species? So that comes here, that even would have rachamim on another species. Again, all these things, I'd probably just go to the barn and see what happens. So Chazir Itzrichle, Di'i Ashma Inan Tuleh, had it just had the case of Tuleh, Hava Mina, you would have think, Imtim Shalomer, the Sabra Yoledes Merachemes, that if you would hold of Asad, that would say that once it gives birth, it will have Rachmim on other offspring, on other animals' offspring. That would be Dimina, but Dilo Mina Lo. So therefore, Ashma Inan Chazir, it comes to you to Chazir, Bafil Nulav Mina Nami, the Ikalimemar Dilma Merachma. Even if it's not its own species, there's a tzad to say that maybe we'll have love and mercy on it and provide it with with milk. So we still don't know which side we hold like. So v'hainu, and now the Gemara adds v'hainu the Amr of Yochanan. This is the same thing of Yochanan said in a different case. He said boyi achai b'ribi achai the gadol ador had the following shaila. Rol chazir shakoruch achai rochel. You see a pig that's nursing from a sheep. So mahu, what's the din? Do we say that this pig is the offspring of the sheep or not? So maikami boile, what's the suffix? Ilei malibachora, if he's asking whether or not it belongs to this animal, he's a suffix gabi bachor, vikami boile, and the shaila is, ihilchasa kirab shimon gamliel, ihilchasa kirabonon, ti boile tle. Well then why is he asking about a pig? If the whole shaila is just about bachor, and he's asking whether we hold it shimon gamliel, or we hold it at tachamim, again, if you hold it at tachamim, there's no raya that there's a tchor bachor, to come and say that any animal will nurse any animal at any time, well then why do you have to bring the case of the pig? That's a wild case. It's been the case of a klen nursing a tlef. You don't know whether it's the, whether it belongs to the nursing animal. Chachamim would say there's no p'tor b'chor because you would nurse another animal. Rosh Hashanah for either tzad would say there is a p'tor b'chor. Why come out in a pig case? So ki kami boile. No, he says no. The subject is le'inyan b'chora. His subject is two things. Number one, le'inyan b'chor v'alid rabbanon and le'achila alid Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. He's asking the shaila b'chor according to Chachamim and achila according to Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. As follows.
Can anybody tell that this thing is not an actual real pig, 100% unadulterated?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like Marvel Comics. The mutants have certain mutations. They don't change the completely. Like the entire DNA is not structured like
that. What?
It's got these nails that come out from its hand.
I don't know.
I guess they don't know. It looks more like a pig than it looks like something else. Maybe it's enigma. Maybe it has the snout and so it looks like a pig.
Get a farmer and help you.
That's the whole underline is holding on. I have that problem. Do the tests. Find out. That's a different style of what they can do that. But I'm saying just take an animal that has never given birth. And put a young with it, see if it nurses, and do it like 25 times. And you have a test case, and you have a determination of what the story is.
Absolutely.
I don't know. So kikam yboile libechora v'alibed rabbanon, right? And lachila libed Rishim Gamliel libechora. When it comes to bechor, it's vaday pater according to Rishim Gamliel because it's nursing it. But afilu rabbanon the ami merachma. Even according to the Rabbanan, who say that an animal would have rachamim even if it didn't give birth, maybe they only say they bemino. Maybe that's demino, but lo minino lo. But no mino lo, and therefore he's asking the chazir that's karach achmar rachel. Normally, so let's read it outside. Normally, the chachamim would say if an animal is nursing another animal, there's no right that it gave birth because it would only have rachamim on its own. It would only have rachamim on its own species. So if I see a chazir nursing after a sheep, must mean that it belongs to it, or not. Maybe it has rachamim on non-species also. Od Dilma Delo Minar Namirachma and Lachila, the Shai Lachila Afilu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Ben Gamliel, because Intim say Lomer Sabar Yoledes Merachma, and then he says that Yoledes is Merachma. This is on the second side. The Yoledes is Merachma. Maybe it's Dimina Delo Minar Lo. Od Dilma Delo Minar Lamirachma. Maybe that's Rachma on its other. So Teku, you have a Teku because you don't know what side of of the Lach is. So I don't know. I couldn't find. Normally, when we say Intim Selomar, right, you have Intim Selomar, the Rambam Paskins, like the Intim Selomar. So, over here, so Intim Selomar, Yoledes Merachma, Dibino Lo Odiyom Odelav, I don't know which side you would go. I guess if you look at the Rambam, I don't know what the halacha is. Okay, next Mishnah. The Mishnah now, we mentioned this before, this is the sheet of Rav Yosef and Meshulam. The next Mishnah talks about the fact that, about dealing with the hair on the Bechor, you're not allowed to shear. You're not allowed to remove the hair. You're not allowed to shear. There are two instances now we're going to bring down where there is a permit to remove the hair. Right? The Pasuk says, Loti goes Bechor Tzonecha. You may not shear the Bechor Tzonecha. So now we have two instances where there's a necessity to remove the hair. Okay. Rabbi Yossi ben HaMishulam. I don't know why it says HaMishulam. Right? The regular Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Rabbi Yossi ben Mishulam, they say in the Yerushalmi, is the Eda Kedusha. Who's that? Maybe these are the guys who did the 3 days of Tefillah, they split up their day into Tefillah, Malacha, and who is he? Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Okay, but it's not the regular Rabbi Yossi, it's a difference. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Omer, he says there are two cases where you're allowed to be tolish the Seyar of the Bechor. The first case is...
What does
Polish mean?
Pull out?
Pull out, we'll see.
Okay.
Hashoche es ha-Bechor. You're coming to shech the Bechor, okay? And I guess the hair, right, the hair is in the way, and therefore it's going to be ma'ak of the shechita. You have a problem. You have chalad, you have something. It'll ruin the possibility for the shechita. It'll make it trade for shechita, so you want to remove the hair. So, Mishnah says, Osem makom bekopitz mikano mikan. Kopitz is what, like a cleaver? So you can take a meat cleaver and you can remove the hair on either side to make room for the, I guess maybe you put it to the side.
No, you put the cleaver in and you make a part.
You make a part and you can, and then you can shaft it. And then he says, Vitolish esa seyar. And then you remove, you can remove the hair. Right? You can pluck off the hair. Ubilvad shelo yizizeno mimkomo. Provided that you don't take the removed hair somewhere else. Right? What do you do? You take the hair back on to the animal at a different spot. Right? She says, Osema kombe kopitz. You make a part so you can have a clear spot to the area. But Torah says, "Sayar, lekan ulekan." You remove the hair from one side to the other side. You don't want chalada. The lower midan goes into us bechor. Uvilvad shelo yizizenu shelo yomru geziza avi bekachim. El yanichenu misubach im hatsemer mikan ulekan. Did you shear it off? What does it do? You paste it back on next to the side. What does he say? What do you do with it?
The whole
purpose of
the cleaver is the cleaver itself.
Okay.
So you're
just
parting it aside.
And then it's
so then you could find the straight line and then you do.
So why does it say afterwards
the toes? So that's the second thing.
The toes
is the second part.
What are you doing the toes for? He says you can then you part it, find it, remove the hair, and then paste the hair back on.
Yeah, it's using the word
seyar
instead of
semar,
which is
yeah. Alright. In another case where you could be tolish as a seyar, tolish es ha seyar leros makom hamum. Let's say you have a problem that there's a mum. Well, having a mum on a bechor is a big deal.
You don't taste the tag on, sorry. You just let it,
Cut
the hair, put a little hair still in the head.
You just can't, don't take it off.
Take a shower.
Right?
You can't like stop it, you can't comb it
just
out.
Just leave it there, it'll fall by itself.
Cut it if it sticks to the rest of the hair, it sticks to the rest of the hair.
Okay. So the thing tolish seyar, you can remove the hair of the bechor in order for a chacham to see liros the makom hamum, whether it's hidden under the hair, to know whether it's a mum kavu or not. And if it has a mum, then the lad matiminas, then it's no longer royal akriv on the mizbeach, and the kohanim have to eat it. The kohanim can shaft it and they can eat it. Okay. So Amar Rav says, we saw this earlier, halacha fir Yosef and Meshulam. The halacha follows like Yosef and Meshulam in both cases. So Boyimine, interesting now. Now we're getting on to a lot of Hilchos, Yontif, and Shabbos, Shilas, Sikresha, Doshim, Muskabin, comes up here in Masechet Chorus. Boyimine mi Rav Huna, I ask Rav Huna, kinegdo bi Yontif mahu? Can you, just like you remove the hair by the Bechor in order to shef it, can you remove the hair on the animal on Yontif when Shrito is mutter? Can you also do the malacha of plucking the hair out in order to shef it? And you can say, oh, it's Ochel Nefesh. Well, it's not really Ochel Nefesh. Because Ochel Nefesh is really something that you cooked the day before. Is it part of the Shkita process? It may not be. It's a different Malacha. Biyantiv Mahu. Can you also remove it, right? The Halacha is, it's, you could shef without removing it.
The Amalacha is to make wool.
No, the Amalacha here is Geziza, Shirin.
To make wool.
Oh, you're talking about the kavana. No, but the kavana is to remove
here,
it.
Here, the kavana is to make. I mean, not that changes the halacha, but here you're trying to be cool part of the same aspect of shrita. Can't check the base. I can't see where I'm making shrita.
Interesting. Bormi Ravuna can never be onto the mahos. They say, the, what?
Blah 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 shrita blah 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 blah.
So the question, so the nafkamina, the answer to this question is going to be in what, why Rav Yossi says that it's mutter. Time with Rav Yossi Mishulam, does he say Mishulam the Kasavar Tolesh Lav Hainu Gozes? Is plucking the same thing as shearing? Maybe he holds that you can pluck it this way by the Bechor because that doesn't count as Geziza, and therefore there's a Bator by Bechor. It's not Geziza, so you can do that. Right? Because it says Lo Sagos Bechor Tzurnecha. Because Geziza is only Bekli. And here, you can do it b'yad, and it's called Talisha. And therefore, if that's the case, it will be Yontif Aser. Then, if that's the case, then on Yontif it's Aser. Why? Because on Yontif, the habile oker davam yigadulo. On Yontif, doesn't make a difference if you do it b'kli with your hand. As long as you remove something from its growth status, that's considered gaziza. That's shearing away. So it makes no difference on Yontif. Ah, by b'chor, it'd be patur, because it's dafka gaziza. And this is not gaziza, because it's not done with a kli, it's done b'yad. But a yontif, it's still plucking something with okadam migadulo, and therefore it still be usher. Rashi says, he says, lav hanagoz is v'chor gizahu the usher ksiv below tagoz. I don't have the other thing, but by a yantif, having okadam migadulo, o dilma, or do we say, ba'alma, in all other cases, sabar of Yosef and Meshulam, tolish hainu gozes. No, tolish with your hand, the same thing as gozes, bahainu tavne deshari, and why is it mutter by b'chor, like what you're saying, Mati, the havile dover she'emus kave. Because it's dover she'emus kave. My kavan is not to, and by the b'chor, my kavan is not to remove the hair, my kavan is to expose the makum shchita. So it's dover she'emus kave. And so too, ubiyatav, dover she'emus kave mutter. And my yatav, dover she'emus kave, we mutter. However, dover she'emus kave is mutter on the coins of Shimon. It's not mutter coins of Rabbi Yehuda. So right now, what you're doing is then you're plugging in Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam into the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and then we're passing like Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. So we pass like Rabbi Shimon also then? According to the way you do this, you have a psak in the Gemara about Dover She'emus Miskavim. I understand, but there's always that this way, that way. But the Gemara is here is clearly saying that Dover She'emus Miskavim is mutter. What?
Yeah, no, I'm saying within that
sheet. So Amar Lahu. So Rav Huna said to the Bnei Yeshiva, who asked him his question, whether Rav Yossi's din applies by Yantav as well, Zil Shailu Rav Chananel, go ask Rav Chananel, who is apparently a Talmud of Rav, right? Gemara Mesach Pesachim and Yavam will say that he's a Talmud of Rav. Ask number one whether the halacha is like Rav Yossi ben Meshulam or not by the Bechor. E Amar halacha Rav Yossi ben Meshulam, Evshot Luchu. First, find out whether the halacha follows like Rabbi Yosef Meshulam. If the halacha follows Rabbi Yosef Meshulam, then I'll answer your shayla l'gaba yantif. But if the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yosef Meshulam by Bechor, then it doesn't even get to the yantif shayla. So first, find out whether the halacha follows like Rabbi Yosef Meshulam. So asu shayla, they wanted to ask Rav, and what did Rav say? Not surprising. The same thing said in the first line of the Gemara. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosef Meshulam. Amalu pachi amar Rav halacha Rabbi Yosef Meshulam. Halacha is like Rabbi Yosef Meshulam. So asu l'kamei de Rav Huna. So they came to Rav Huna and amaluhu. And he told them that Rav Chananel said that halacha is like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. So Rav Huna answered them, "Kenegdo b'yantav mutter." That on yantav it is also mutter.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Itmar Nami, we have a Bryce that says as well, Avrav Chananya Bar Shlamyo, Mishmei Derav, Shekinegdo, Vyantov Mutter. Then on Yantov it is also Mutter. Now, Dr. Chabal, some of that will pick up tomorrow from the top line of Chapeh. Have a good day.